Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, is May 15th, and I'm Carly, and we are going to have a fun hour, well, 2 hours, and both of my co-hosts have dropped off the building, and, you know, Terry's studying. Hopefully she will be with us tonight. And Bridget, well, I don't know where Bridget is, but tonight we are going to talk about everything from the soaps to why in the hell are we still putting up with Kelly Monaco, and all the what the F moments on our favorite soaps. Let me see who's our first caller. Hello? 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 You're on the air. Hello? Okay. I'm block number. If you want to talk to me, You need to press 1. Hello? Hello? Okay. So yeah, everything is going great. And tonight, yeah, we are gonna talk about all the what the F moments. Good. Dragon Lady and Stalky, thank you for coming in. You guys are the best, but, you know, Dallas, you already know that because you know when I'm just having a really, really good, bad day. And you know what? I just, you know, today, even though I have not watched the apes because I always watch it on the weekends, I thought it was what the fuck moment about that compress. When you give someone you love a compress, they do not stand a compress. And okay, you know what, I keep telling myself every show that we are gonna cut down on the swearing. But you know what, people, I'm just so, you know, I am done with, you know, being nice to the Zaytamers. You know, I'm done defending Zayton and Carly to everyone. Yes, that is a fun set that I am on board with. And I know a lot of people don't agree with me, and that's fine. But, you know, don't take all your aggression on Carly all the time. I know she does stupid things, and I know she pisses people off, but for the love of God, oh my, okay. I it's 7 minutes in. I have no callers. I have you guys in this album. Someone talk to me, please. Just tell me you can hear me, and I will be really, really happy with that. So, yeah, and so, yeah, I'm just waiting on my co-hosts. So, tell me, everyone, what is your favorite moment of the week? Okay, you guys, so, okay, okay, so, you know, the past weekend I've had so many what the F moments on a lot of my, on all my shows. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, Brendan, yay! Brendan, please, come on here. Brendan is in the sub room. Brendan, please call in when you can, because this switchboard is nothing. the trouble tonight. And I don't understand it. So I'm going to play a song for a moment. Oh, there's Billy. Hold on. Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. So, Susie called and she was on here and then she hung up.
Uh-oh. Why's that?
I have no freaking clue. And then there was a locked number, and they were on here. I was trying to give them a say hi, and they were not saying hi. So I was really having fun with the switchboard.
Oh, maybe there's something going on their end then.
The switchboard is not my friend, you guys. I don't care what anyone says. The switchboard was really bad. Oh, so private practice. All I can say is, well, and what the F, and well. I mean, that whole episode had me glued, and what did you think of it?
Oh, I loved it. It left one hell of a cliffhanger, I know that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, okay. Because
and that's why I like, because then I'll want to come back for the next season to see what happens.
Well, yeah, and they did that to me last night on Brothers and Sisters.
I know.
Okay. Oh, you watched it too?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
It's
good. I've been waiting all day.
Your husband dies.
Well, yeah, I've been waiting all day to talk to someone that actually watched the show. And is the uncle? Does he have AIDS?
I know that Lowell was quitting Brothers and Sisters, so I knew they were going to kill him off.
Well, yeah. Wow. Okay, but Holly.
I know.
And so what? I mean, so it was one of those shows last night that I'm like, I wish I had been this, you know, cell phone or I could text message a little, because I was watching this and I kept thinking, you know, wow, because it looked like everyone was getting hurt. And then the uncle said, don't test me.
Yeah, I figured he lied to Nora when he called, because just by the way he was acting, I knew something was up.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah, just by the way he was acting when he answered, he should have been more excited. He wasn't as excited as I thought he would be.
Yeah.
See, that's what triggered me off, as in, I knew something was up.
And then, because, I mean, I don't know how many people actually bid the, bit the dust last night, because...
Well, that one girl's mom was hurt really bad, too.
Yeah,
so.
Holly. Yep. It didn't look good for her, and, but where did Noah? Because I saw her for 1 second, and then I didn't see her.
Well, at the end, she was yelling Kitty's name. Did you hear that? So she was all
okay.
Right. Yeah, she was yelling Kitty's name.
Okay, because there's been rumors for about a couple of months that Krista, I always say her name on Flockhart, might not be a full-time cast member next year.
Huh. Well, maybe after husband dies, maybe that's why.
You know, but none of the kids was in the calls, right? I was thinking about that.
No.
Okay.
Adult.
Because I thought about their little boy. Evan.
Yeah, the kids were there.
Okay, good.
That kind of shocked me because it was a family dinner. I was wondering why the kids weren't all there either.
You know, that's what I started speculating, because I'm like, you know, because you had all the grown-ups there, and you're thinking, wait a moment. And you know, whatever that father did, with that land and everything, it was like, he has so many secrets in his closet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a lot of skeletons that he didn't tell his wife.
Yeah, and then private practice when Addison and Sam, I mean, Addison and, oh, God, McDreamy, broke up. It was very, very sad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you in the chat room too?
You mean the one that has the kid?
Yeah, Sam and
Oh, they broke up? Oh, I forgot. I missed part of that.
Yeah, well, it was like one of the best. It was one of the best shows, you know, ever. And so yeah, we have another call, and I'm gonna bring them on. But no, I'm just saying. Last night it was like, you know, I never got to Army Wives because I usually don't watch Brothers and Sisters until the next week. Well, I just wanted to see where they ended, and I never, you know, because you didn't see the impact of the car accident.
No.
You just came on scene. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, whose fault that was? Because then you have Rob Lowe taking those medications.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Army Wives was really good. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring this person on. Hello?
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Selena. Hey, yeah, we were just talking about Brothers and Sisters from last night. I don't know if you watched that.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's one of the best. I mean, I like it. I know Brisa does. And Private Practice was another WTF moment. I mean, it left us in a big, bad, bad, bad cliffhanger, people. Did you watch it, Private Practice?
No, you know, it's something, I watched it a couple of times, but I just couldn't hang with it. But, you know, Grey's is my show. But
they're 2 hours this Thursday. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's the season finale,
okay.
And it looks good. It really looks good.
Okay, I know it's probably too late for me to say this to all my listeners, but 24, okay, House was supposed to run over tonight, and then 24 is supposed to come on, and that's going to run late a little. I mean, it's weird because House is going over a lot, and then they are making 24 go over a lot for some reason. So I just thought, but now it's so late. I'm like, oh, people on the East Coast probably had it happen to them. And, I cannot wait to see Grace. And I haven't seen Grace from this week, but I'm going to see like 3 hours of Grace next week. But
yeah, Grace was good. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really good. You know, I've always been the Grace fan, and I love Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Bridget, when Ross comes on, you might want to put a couple of minutes of recording time on it because it looks like it's going to run over a little.
Oh, I watch it live anyway.
Okay.
So, I watch everything live.
I think Private Practice, Brothers and Sisters, Grace are all coming back, but what I was very disappointed in this year, and I'm mad, and I know they've been on for 20 years, but why cancel it even though they've been great in the waiting is Law and Order. I was a very shocked person Friday morning when I heard that because I put all along, oh, they are going to renew Law and Order. They are going to renew it. Well, they did not renew my Law and Order. And I'm mad at you, NBC. You're breaking my heart, NBC. Even though it's been on 20 years, they still have really good stories left to tell. So I'm still mad at Law and Order.
But you know what? After 20 years,
maybe they're ready to quit, you know?
It's time for them to go. I mean, come on. Give somebody else a chance. You know, give some other fresh show a chance. You know, and I'm going to tell you, living in New York, I've been to a couple of areas where, like, they were filming. In fact, they were filming in the hospital that I used to go to, and they had the whole hospital locked down and whatnot. It was something I said, oh, And it seemed like every other show was Law and Order, Law and Order, Law and Order. So I said, is this show ever going to end? Well, I was sort of glad to hear that they were ending today.
Okay, well, I'm still kind of ticked off because I always loved, I mean, I loved the spinoffs. I always loved sitting down and watching. So it was like, you know, but they are doing, well, Law and Order is not entirely going away because they are doing Law and Order Los Angeles.
I know. It's so, you know, it's really stupid because it's the same show, different actors. You know, I don't know why they do that. You know, I don't know why they do, like, CSI, CSI Miami, CSI Vegas, CSI New York. CSI to Boondocks. I mean, how many? Come on. You know, it's so crazy. Did anybody watch the Love Fest today on General Hospital?
Okay.
It was so laughable. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
I watched YouTube today. I laughed my ass off.
Okay,
really?
Oh,
what
God.
What happened, Bridge?
Compass necklace, which, oh my God, that screamed love, love, love. I tell
okay,
you.
I got a question, not to sound stupid or a blonde or anything, but okay, a compass is what I think is, like for a map, right,
yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, a compass shows you north, south, east, west. It shows you the direction. Yeah, so he can come back, so she knows he'll come back to her.
Oh,
wait a minute, back up. What did...
Oh, my.
I was like, you. And then her gift back was pulling off her white shirt with a black freaking bra. Who in the right mind wears a black fucking bra with a white shirt? I'm sorry. That is tacky. It's stupid. And if she has any control over her wardrobe, she should be shot.
Well, maybe.
Emo, I can't stand the bitch. She is.
Well, they're going for sleaze. You know, look, Steve even said it. He said, was last year or earlier in the year? He said they were asking him something about that. And, I mean, that's sleaze. You know, let them go that way. I'm just so glad that while he and Becky were together, they didn't have scenes like that because they didn't need scenes like that.
Well, you know, yeah,
they didn't
like
need
you
scenes said,
like yeah.
that, you know. Then thank God for that. Now, I didn't even read the recaps because I really didn't want to know. I said,
well,
because okay. Normally I read, I said, I wonder if any of the girls watched it today. And
was
there love? Were there tears? I mean, the Steve,
oh,
how
yeah,
was
she
the
tried
acting?
Her freaking eyes out. But at the beginning, Spin comes walking in the penthouse and she's on the internet of Pentonville on how to visit Jason. On hospital visits and all this shit. And then she tells Spinelli, and I'm sorry, I know you love Spinelli, but he's selfish. The kid, what he said today, he goes, well, he has no faith in Jason. He's going to be killed in prison. Oh,
wait,
my God.
Wait, what?
Forbid. Yeah. He's like,
wait, what? Okay, you two, you gave me mad at my husband. This is not good, but what?
Oh, just the way he said it is like he has no faith in Jason's ability to be a mob enforcer. It's all about them. They need Jason.
Oh,
it's
my
all
God,
about
you know
Jason.
What?
Well, you know, they need to, I'm sorry, but Spinelli needs to grow the fuck up. I'm sorry. I know you love him, but he needs to grow the fuck up.
Right. His character,
lost
it a long time ago.
Ball.
I mean, they should have tried to do something because he is a very good actor. But they just kept him in that stupid box, you know, and it's crazy. I mean, you know, but whatever. But so their scenes, how long, what kind of scenes did they have? How long were their scenes?
Bridget? Bridget?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Bridget? Okay, well, Cherry
I'm
will
right
be
here.
Here.
Just a second.
Well, Cherry will be here after she is done studying for her final. And I know there wasn't any raids on radio this weekend because Christy broke her foot. And she had to go get a brace. And that she's in a little pain, and hopefully we Liaison Radio will be back in a couple of weeks.
Sorry about that. My dog has to go out at the up prop two times when I'm in the middle of something. So I had to put her out. She's being a So it leads to them talking about why, trying to talk him out of doing this. And, of course, Sam's like, well, you know, Michael needs him, and I understand being the the understanding girlfriend or whatever. And then it shoots over to Carly and Jason, and they're talking about what he's going to do and when he's leaving. And I was pretty proud of Carly. She wasn't pretty bad. I mean, she understood, and she thanked him. And as he's walking away, oh, and he told her, don't do anything stupid because I can't help you get out of it. And she goes, no.
Okay.
He goes, promise me that. And she goes, what? And he asked her that. And she goes, well, I'm still going, well, in my own words, she's still going after Lulu and Dante. They're going to pay. And, you know. And then she told him about Jack and adopting Morgan and blah, blah, blah. And then
For me, what the hell is going on now? Because if you meet people, Sunny is not in jail. Sunny is still there. There's no way this adoption is ever going through because Sunny is going to contest it. I mean, maybe if it was any other man but his worst enemy, no, and there's no legal bounds for Zach to adopt Morgan.
So anyway, as he's walking out the door, he turns around, he goes, I love you. And she goes, I love you too, whispers it back to him, and he leaves. And the next shot is Sunny goes to Jack's, and they're chewing each other out about adopting Morgan,
hey,
and Dante walks in.
Hey, Terry's on the phone too now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, I'm just coming from my friend's. Went out for dinner tonight, and she bought me dinner for my graduation. I was going to grab my money out of my wallet. She's like, I got it. She's like, this happy graduation. I'm like, oh, thanks. So, then I've been at her house for the longest time, so I'm leaving now. And I thought, maybe I should call in because I got to go home, and I have to do a project too. But I told her, I got to go home now and do a project, but you know how I am. So I'll go home and not do anything. It sounds like you're talking about today's episode of what happened with
Sam gave Jason.
Did he not even mention Elizabeth? You know what we were talking about this today, Carly. Remember that? How he should have at least gone to see his son, his real son, and the mother of his child before he went off for 5 years. So the scene between Sam and Jason wasn't all that, or what?
It was laughable.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay,
Dante and them were arguing about getting Michael out. And then it pans over to Jason walking into the penthouse, and Spinelli again whining to Jason, why are you doing this? Don't do this. And he's saying, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, Spinelli needs to grow up. I mean, this kid annoyed me today. Just by the way he's acting. Anyway, Sam comes running down with saddlebags and grabs Jason, and they get on the motorcycle
head
to this cabin. But the cabin looks just like the cabin. Remember the cabin on Port Charles that Olivia used to live in?
Oh, yes.
It looked just like it. I mean, the set. If you remember the old cabin, kind of how she lived in before.
Livy.
Looks just like the one she was in. They get in there and start talking their little mushy, stupid stuff and all this. And he apologized again for her not remembering her birthday. And then he whips out this box. It's a freaking necklace that's a tiny compass. Freaking fell off my chair laughing. I couldn't believe it. Harry said it. This is a compass, so you know that I always come home to you, or something to that effect. I'm like, gag me. And she goes, and this is my present. Whips her shirt off. And when I saw the black bra, I about puked.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This, you have no.
But you know, she always wears black bras and her white outfits. That is a fashion no-no.
It is
even for television, it's still a fashion no-no. Come on,
she burst out bawling, and and says, it's all right, and then he drags her upstairs, and that's the end.
Hey, Bridget.
Yes.
Look in this album for a moment, please.
Okay.
So, where did you go for dinner?
Oh, well, that's what I asked my friend. I go, where do you want to go? She's like, as long as it's not Mexican or oh, shit, I went down the wrong damn street. Damn it. She goes, we can either go to the Outback Steakhouse or Italian or something like Olive Garden. I go, well, we could go, since I was driving, I go, we could go to, like, Outback. She's like, well, let's go to Outback. Outback Steakhouse. And the funny thing is that my mom and Tanya just got back today. My niece and my mom got back today from Australia. We'll go figure. I go to Outback Steakhouse. Yeah. God, I'm so full, but I feel like a dessert or something.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get no dessert.
I didn't get no dessert. She asked me. They asked us, and I was really full. So.
What'd you have? Steak?
I'm still kind of full. No, I had a barbecue chicken.
Oh, okay.
With garlic mashed potatoes. They were good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah, and then you know what I'm so usually when I get soda or something, I'm like on my third cup before the meal comes. I was on my first cup.
You fill up when
you guys we have a call on the line.
Okay.
Hello? 571? Oh no, okay.
It was gonna be day at first. You know what? I'm gonna call in a little bit later. I am really gonna go try to do this project that I gotta do. So,
Mommy, you're gonna forget to call in.
I'm not gonna forget to call in like I did on Friday, I promise. I'll call in like maybe the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. Is that okay?
Fine.
Well, you know I have to get this done by Tuesday morning. I've been told by a classmate.
Go ahead, Terry. Your project is important.
Okay. Bye. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye, Terry.
She's got to get it done, Carly. She'll be back.
You guys, well, we have another call. And Sylvie, did you have your popcorn ready?
Oh, Jay is on?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, all this popcorn stuff isn't necessary, okay?
You know what? Actually, it is.
Oh, my gosh. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm good. What's up with you guys?
Good. Same old, same old. Same old beef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any new beef?
No, not really. Well, yeah,
Carly.
Carly, what's up, new beef?
Nothing, Jay, nothing, love.
Talk to me. What's new?
Okay, if we talk,
just go with it. What's new, Carly?
Nothing. And then, Jay, I mean, is this... It's been a quiet little couple of weeks, actually.
So, about this website, do you want me to go ahead and get it up and running for you or what?
Oh, my God. No, Jay, that is so sweet of you, but it's not necessary.
Why?
I will get a website started soon.
Sorry?
I promise. I will get a website done by the end of summer. By the end of summer, the website will be built. Because if I promise now, I will be lying to everyone. But if I say the end of summer, I won't be lying.
Okay, so what's up, guys? What's on the card today? What's new, guys? Shirley, what's up?
I'm watching my Yankees on ESPN right now. What's happening? Well, that's they're more exciting than what's going on in these soaps. But well, let me see. What's new? What's new on GH? The same old BS. Sam.
That show
is
still on the air.
Yes, it's still on. You know, and here we are in May 17th. But who knows what the summer will hold? Who knows how long they'll hang on?
Hmm.
You never can tell.
Where's Terry? Where's Terry at?
Terry
has
go
a project
study.
To work on.
Okay, okay. Who went to go see Iron Man 2 last weekend?
I did.
Hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm hearing things from comedians coming out of the woodwork attacking me, okay? Was this movie all over the place?
What do you mean all over the place?
Like plot-wise. You had characters, you know, sporadically going off doing their own things. Could you follow the story?
Could I follow the story? Yeah.
Okay. Because I was hearing that. Okay, I was hearing Mickey Rourke's performance was the best thing about that movie. That
Mickey,
was,
well, you know, he's awesome.
Right, right, right. But I'm hearing it with the plot was just all over the place, and it was just blah. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Well, you know, my nephew also saw it with his girlfriend, and he told his mom, "Oh, it's good, it's good, it's good." And then I guess maybe he had time to think about what he saw, and then he came back. He said, well, it was good, but I don't know. He said it wasn't as good as the first one. Well, you know, it's never a sequel or a part two. It's really, you know, never as good as the first one because you don't have that element of surprise, you know, and you sort of know what's going on. But in this Iron Man 2, to me, it was like a little story within a story, you know.
Hmm.
And it had some things to do with what's his name? What's his character's name?
Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony Stark. You know, you sort of learn something about the relationship he had with his dad, you know,
right,
and whatnot. And I thought that was pretty interesting as to why he acted the way he did, you know. I thought it was
worth your $10?
Oh, I don't pay $10, honey.
Okay,
I didn't have to pay anything because I was treated. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, that's all I can say. Now apparently there's going to be an Iron Man 3.
Nah.
And you know, I think you know there hasn't been too many successful sequels and whatnot. You know, sometimes they should let it. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. I mean, I think maybe they. But then my grandson said, "Oh no, because this character. You know, because they keep bringing on new villains. You know."
Yeah. So what did Scarlett Johansson's character bring to the table?
She's bad. I like her the way I used to love Jennifer Garner in Alias. She kicked ass. She was very good. She was very good. Why are you laughing, Jay?
No. I've never heard that. This is the first time I'm hearing that. So yeah, okay, that's cool.
Oh, really? Well, maybe everybody has an opinion. Why they didn't think her character was worth it, or
they said that she was nice to look at, but I don't want to take too much time from you guys. I'm just dropping in saying hello. So Carly.
What?
Yeah. So, you don't want me to do that website for you?
Dang, that was a very, very, very sweet offer, but no, thank you. Like I say, I will get it done by the end of the summer, I promise.
Can I ask why you don't want me to do it?
Because. To be honest, I don't trust you.
You don't trust
me? Okay, it would be like... going to Brian Fonda's office and letting him cut off my arm to get Jason and Liz back together. A really good, noble idea, but really bad idea, Jay. I mean,
why? No, what could I possibly do? You will have the keys to the kingdom on that site. Guaranteed.
So, Cardi, what is the big announcement that GH is going to have tomorrow? Did you see that on Twitter?
You know what? I'm trying to figure out myself. And
What kind of announcement?
It was on Twitter that GH has a big announcement tomorrow.
Bill has a big announcement?
Yep.
Is it cancellation? What is it? Is that what it's, I mean, gee. What other big announcement would they have?
I don't know. They say on Twitter there's a big announcement from GH tomorrow, so who knows?
So pretty much, one day I will let everyone know what the freaking announcement is, and, yeah.
Hype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to get some hype for the show. Who knows, maybe. You said that was on Twitter? Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
And who Twittered it? I mean, you know.
Everyone.
Well, how come so many people know about it and we don't know? You said.
Because it came from Sid. It came from the Sid site.
Oh, Soaps and Death?
Yep.
Oh, really?
That is another announcement that I need to make. Okay, you guys, we have to win the SmackDown versus Layton and Johnny and Olivia. And I don't care how you do it, people. I don't care how you do it, what you do it, how you get the magazines, people. You know, they're all back. I mean, they're all, you know, aisles in stores. If you don't want to buy the whole magazine, no ways around that.
I'm not buying no magazine for that. I don't even buy that on a good day. I don't buy those magazines.
So everyone do it, and if you do it the way I just told you to, it won't cost you hardly anything but to mail in, and the way I feel is so against Johnny and Olivia, go for Jason and Liz. We got this context in the bag, and so just go to the store, you know, but don't go back to the same store you did your crime out, people. That is not good.
Yeah, because they just might have my picture up on the board, you know, like in the post office.
The wanted poster.
The wanted poster.
Well, all right, guys. I got to get going. I'll talk to you guys later, all right?
Oh, God, thank you, us?
Okay, Carly, just behave, okay? Please.
I cannot promise that. That's like promising that California won't ever have any more earthquakes, so, you know, there won't be any more floods.
Bye.
I really fastly needed the popcorn for it.
It's all in good fun, Carly.
Okay, so wait. The magazine is from, is it ABC Soaps and Dead, or is that Soap Opera Digest that is coming out with this announcement?
Ella said it's from Sid.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, people, I lost YNL, and I'm more lost than I was last week, because I understand. Because it was hot here last night, I was opening windows, and I was trying to get cooled down because it was 78 here in May, and we don't usually get this nice weather until June. But what I was going to ask, so is Emily really dead, you guys?
No, she's not
Emily
dead.
Emily isn't dead yet. They haven't
magazines,
shown her today.
Those magazines are such liars. They only publicize that. No, she's alive.
No.
Jack saved her.
I saw when I saw the mug, I thought.
No, she gave her that drug that makes her look like she's dead. The mortician guy gave her the shot back to wake her up.
Okay.
So she's
because
Addie's in a maximum psych ward now. She's gone.
Oh, you know, good, because she was starting to really scare me a little. I mean, you know, but no, that's why I was getting lost about the whole Moog thing, because yeah, that's why I was lost on, because, Bridget seems to tell me when EJ's going to be caught, because, you know, that little rat face has been,
Let's get back to Victoria and Billy getting married in Jamaica.
I love them together. They got married on Jamaica.
Right. That was hilarious.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It is so great to tune into a show that has laughs and it's light.
We have another call.
Okay.
Hello?
Harriet, Cindy. Carly is
Cindy. Hey, oh my gosh, I am so glad you called in. You know, even though I kind of forced your hand to call in, I'm so glad you called in. No, she is my Twitter buddy, you guys, and we've been talking on Twitter part of the day, and she is like one of the nicest Liaison fans besides you guys I've ever met. And besides the Liaison people in the subway before they kicked my butt for saying that.
Hello.
Hi.
So, have you went out and bought new magazines yet, by the way?
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, have you went out and bought those ABC Soaps and Depth magazines? Because
I've already bought 7.
Okay. Well, I wish you would have talked to me before you bought 7, because I can tell you the easy way around it.
How is that?
Okay.
You're leading people into a life of crime, Carly.
I understand I'm leading people into a life of crime, but you know what? People carry out recipes in the magazines without buying them every day. Okay, so really what we are doing is not the life of crime, but no, I was just telling people if when you get the magazine, go shopping down a couple aisles, and then, you know, put the SmackDown page, you know, in your purse, and yeah.
I'm sorry, Carly, but we're not Jay Skank fans.
I understand that, but I was just saying for everyone that can, but I was saying this for everyone that could not afford, like, to buy 5 or 6 of them, like a lot of people are doing. That's why I'm saying that, because a lot of people may not be able to afford, like, $30 to get the 6 or 7 or 8 of them in. And the reason why I'm saying it is, you know, 6 times whatever is, like, $30. So that was the only reason I was giving people that idea.
I sat there and I bought 7. I gave all I have a bunch of employees that watch GH. So I tore out the ballot and gave each one of them the magazine. So they all got their own magazines. But there are some of us that can't afford to do it, so we are doing it.
I wasn't trying to rip up JTAM or anything. I was just thinking of, like, a way that, you know, everyone can do it without, you know, being accosted with all this money, because I did go in a Safeway here, and I was looking at the magazine, and like 5 of them were already tore out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but believe me, I have accosted people at Safeway. You guys, this is really bad. I know I got to stop doing, but whenever I see someone with a Soap Opera Weekly, I go up and I make really polite conversation. And then I just happened to say, I go, so what fan base do you like? And I have met so many haters of Kelly Monaco in the last 2 months that I am coming up with my own business card to hand them so they will know about the show and if they want to call in an event, because I have never met a J-Sam fan yet, and where I live, which is really good, because I don't think I could be nice to them if I tried. I will probably tell them how wrong they are about Vikings fans. So it's a good thing that I met all these nice liaison people. And if they don't know about ZH, then I give them the slowdown on Jason and Elizabeth story. I leave the Sam name out.
I scared one of my employees by asking her when she told me she watches GH. I go, oh, so do you have a problem with Jason and Sam? And she goes, no, not really. And I go, oh, really?
Oh.
I have a problem. So
oh, wow.
15 minutes later, I guarantee you she does not like Kelly Monaco. And it didn't help Kelly Monaco when it was the same day as they were all heading to Stagecoach. And she's adding alcohol to her milkshake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Real professional.
Milkshake.
Yeah, put alcohol in her milkshake.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Because she
was
drunk at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And if I was DC, I would ban her from doing any public appearances ever again. That's a crock of crap.
Oh, it was. And if you go on her Twitter account, she does not talk to her fans, but she will sit there and tell you about all her party life.
Oh, my gosh. That
or what her friend said that she's growing in her yard. Needs to grow in her yard.
What is she growing, pot?
No, he said, basically his insinuation was that she's doing pot. Or she's smoking
that's
pot
what
in her house.
That's what I
yeah.
said, pot.
Yeah.
Pot. Yeah, grass.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Karma's a bitch. What comes around goes around, and her day is coming. Mm.
Yeah,
she keeps pushing the way she is. She won't get a job anywhere. She might as well just go back to the Playboy Mansion and start stripping again, because that's all she's doing now.
Well, apparently she doesn't really have to do that, because apparently they like her on GH. I mean,
well, she must be giving Frances a blowjob.
Whatever she brings to the table.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. When you sit there and you have the ABC president. Oh, no. Mm-mm. She's getting her Cummings, and it's coming every day.
She's
got
to be doing something to Phronsie to keep her ass on her job.
Yep.
You can't tell me that she's getting it by the merit of her acting, because she's doing nothing.
Yep.
Just from reading what I read today, as far as what was somebody did recaps. And what
I watched it. I could tell you exactly what it was. It was all shit. They summed up their relationship and this thing in one day. They don't need this whole fucking week with them. I'm sorry. But they don't.
Wait. Why is
there not
even
going to
be an
episode?
It's not even going to be a week.
But why are you apologizing?
Well, you know, some people don't like the F word on there, so I'm apologizing to those who don't like it. But
you don't have to apologize.
Well, I'm very. But Shirley. The thing with me, I'm very respectful of other people's.
Yeah.
Okay. I can understand. But if you're talking about me, let me tell you something. You know, I don't say I'm trying to clean up my act, really, but that's a personal thing with me, you know, because I used to say the F word quite a bit. And I don't know, like I said, that's a personal thing with me. I have reasons why I try to, you know, try to not to say it. But, you know, it is what, but I'm open-minded, you know, and I'm no saint.
If you watch for the last 6 months, even longer than that, even back to the Peep Show, what is the one thing that Guza has done? He has sat there and made her a slut.
Oh, yeah. He's trashed her.
From the clothes that she wore, that she, according to her, has, she says that she has input on her clothing. If she does, thank you, honey, because you're just showing us what you really are.
Yeah.
Well, like I said to them tonight, she wore a white shirt with a black frickin' bra.
She
I mean,
always
that
does
is
that,
the
though.
Worst faux pas a person can
wear.
Yes, it is.
A black bra with a white shirt.
She always does that.
She does it all the time. And if you look at the clothing, you can almost pick an episode a year ago that she wore the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised she even got the bra on because she don't usually wear a frickin' bra on the show. You can tell.
Nope.
She wears those spandex exercise things or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
she
sorry.
Doesn't really wear a bra. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. Okay, are you okay with the – you're not supposed to wear white. Is it after Labor Day or
–
Well, you can
white
wear – well, yeah.
Bra.
But
yeah,
you never wear white clothes with a bra and
no,
a black shirt.
No,
well,
no,
I'm sorry.
No.
That's just tacky. I mean, that's just gross.
And,
it's just like wearing a bra over the shirts like they used to
but
way back when. It's gross and it's tacky. Just tacky.
You know, I would like to get into Steve's head and ask, what is he thinking? I guess he really don't give a shit, you know.
Well,
I
and
guess
the
well, this is just his job, but how can he, you know, how can, oh, gosh, how can
they
he
were doing
it?
The fish kisses today, and, I mean, it was no Liz Jason kissing. It was the fishy kisses. No, there was no chemistry. There was no, I mean. It was nasty. I mean, it was stupid.
And not only
it was pointless.
That,
wow.
But if you sit
I just
here
can't
and
see
watch
Steve
him.
Doing, you know, to watch Steve Burton do. I mean, it took it because he really doesn't like to even do scenes like that. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
with,
but he sure loved to
but
do
with
it.
Beck,
Rebecca.
Huh?
He sure loved to do it with Rebecca. You could tell.
Oh, with Becky, yeah. Because I think
it's
she feels
her.
Very, very comfortable, you know, with her. But
All she has to do is look at her and they're having sex. Seriously.
Yeah.
is all he has to do is look at her.
I know. They don't have to
sex.
Say anything. I mean, you know, they're just.
When we
Maybe
have an 11-year-old pimper pimping this
oh.
couple.
Oh, yes.
That in itself is enough.
Molly needs
lost.
To go. I'm sorry. That little girl is driving me great fun.
But
I mean.
But she. I'm sorry.
And
I believe.
And this new Morgan is a crybaby too. He cried again today. Oh my Lord, there was tears.
You know what? I was actually liking the old Morgan. I had no problem.
Love the old Morgan. He,
okay,
I absolutely adored him. This new one,
he was a good little actor too.
He was adorable.
Actor.
He was lovable,
and
he rocked.
He didn't get his pilot.
He did.
Well, taken off the GH.
Oh, really? So he doesn't have a job now.
He does not have a job
oh,
right now. So they'll be back.
Wait, okay.
They should let him come back because
yeah.
I that's a crock. Well, they need to bring him back then because this one is not doing it for me.
Oh gosh, I forgot your name. My mind's going blank. Do you think they are going to bring, I mean, have you heard about the Drew Garrett campaign at all?
I have no problem with Drew Garrett. I have no problem with him as an actor. I didn't like the way he portrayed Michael.
No, I didn't either.
No.
Now, if he comes back and, see, I'm sorry, but I totally believe that what I'm watching on TV is not what I'm watching. I totally believe I'm in a dream. We can even pick today. You can go back to 2005.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
It is the exact same thing. We are watching it all play out
it's
again.
It's sad. It's sad. I mean, I don't, you know.
No, it's not sad because it's not bad writing.
It's not bad writing. Oh, gosh.
It's not bad writing.
You don't think it's bad writing?
No.
So this is,
I think
this is good writing?
There's a plan.
There's a plan.
Huge plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's
okay,
a
now, you're saying...
I'm liking the new Michael. I think he's doing a good job for what he has to work with.
Oh, yeah.
He's a more mature Michael, which they should have brought him as a more mature Michael anyway. Hateful Michael, angry Michael, psychotic Michael. Mm. It just didn't fit.
In order to get to the point where you're getting to now. I sent Carly my theory. And if it played out correctly, it would have been last year before Sarah decided she was leaving. Before James Franco decided he was coming on the show, everything would have played completely out to 10:31:08 if it had played out correctly, if they had gone with it, because I can give you point by point. And we're doing the same thing again, because back when Steve and Becky did Sale, Steve said, do your homework. And one of my friends, ever since that day, has done her homework.
Yep.
She can pinpoint it. She just put it out on RTN today. 2005, we are watching when Michael, they thought Michael had killed AJ. Carly tried to get Jason to take Michael out of the country. Michael says, nope, I'm not leaving because my dad's going on trial. Because Sonny took the fall for him. What did Sonny just do? Took the fall for him again.
Okay, and
today was the necklace, the compass necklace. Guess what Jason gave to Sam before he was going to go in and say that he killed AJ?
The star necklace. Yep.
Exact. See?
Oh,
5:11:05.
So, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I'm a little bit slow here. So you're saying this is not bad writing that we're actually watching. It isn't lazy writing. You're saying there is a method to this madness. There's this big plan.
Yep.
And this big plan is what?
A couple of things can be playing out. One,
I have
if you
oh,
remember
by the
when,
way,
wait a
Sam
minute,
got
Carly,
grabbed,
me, I'm
okay.
trying to hear. What?
If you remember when Sam got grabbed by Jerry? And he sat there and he gave her to that guy, and then all of a sudden she appears at the church after the balcony falls on Jason. You could go back to there. She's never left Mexico. She's still in Mexico. If you notice a lot of their
she's
love
she's still things, in Mexico?
She was asleep. Yes. She could still be in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This is a theory, and that's all it is. Is this what's actually
that's
playing
what I said.
Out on the screen?
That's what I said. Totally a theory.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a theory. But if you, Carly has my theory that I wrote last September.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, I haven't shared it with anyone, because, I just, when I read it, I was, everything she said, everything
well,
I'm going
to say something. This theory is going to get their ass canceled because it's not going over, And
but people are starting to see it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to see it more and more. There's a reason.
And more and more people
right
are,
now.
Yeah, but more and more people are tuning out,
That's why it has to be faster than, they can't wait to go to August. It has to be faster than August.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Jason is beaten up in prison, okay? Let's say Jason is at DH, in a coma, in surgery, whatever. What happens when he wakes up and it's not Sam standing there but Liz? What happens to the fans then? I'm just saying. Because we got slammed in 2008, they're going to get slammed worse because they're going to find out that this whole year that they thought they had this love story never happened.
Never happened one little bit. And I was going to ask you today, I totally forgot, when the AJ thing, went, I thought they changed that around with the doctor. Did they or am I wrong?
The doctor did kill
AJ. Okay. Because they had Paul Little Michael, but they have Michael kill the doctor, right? Or did they send them?
I don't know.
Okay. But no, I agree with everything you've been saying. After I read that email, I went back to those clips and rewatched it. And totally agree with you, especially with the explosion. The explosion of 2008 in October. A lot of it says it all.
A lot of people agreed with that.
I want to ask a question. Now, you mentioned something about at sale with Steve and Becky. Steve made this comment telling, who was he telling? He was telling
the fans
to go and do their homework?
He made a comment about going and doing your homework. He's also made the comment, you have to go back before you can go forward.
Well, like I said, they're going to have to, if this is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's the theory.
Like they said, Shirley, who said never done before on daytime, so this may be it.
Yep.
Maybe they're playing us to get mad and upset, and then wham, we're going to get everything that we've hoped for. But, you know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a pessimist, but it really doesn't make sense because look how many fans they have pissed off. Look how many fans who left and will not come back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
how long can they play this thing out before the freaking show gets canceled? You know, maybe they know what the plan is, but the fans don't.
Well, according to the SID guy on Twitter, by us doing a blackout this week, we are causing GH to get canceled.
Oh, come
so
on.
We are.
Oh, please. We've done so many freaking blackouts.
Oh, please. That's
I haven't
exactly.
watched live since the
that's
breakup
bullshit.
At the freaking at the
you
court.
Know,
they're just trying to get you not to blackout. That's bullshit. What will get GH canceled will be GH. It'll be the writers and it'll be that all those assholes sitting up there in the at Prospect screwing up this show.
Oh,
so
big
I just don't want to hear that. I mean that Franz is totally
had,
ridiculous.
Franz got a whole year to change GH. He had a whole year to get his J Skank. What did he do? He tanked the ratings from a 2.4, 2.5, down to every week you see at least a 1.8 or a 1.9. Then he gets an extension because James Franco comes on. So then you go to Christmas. So if even then you can still play it out that if you push the months along, you'll get to the point where Goose is correcting this mess. And notice Steve got his new contract. When was the last time you saw a love scene since October 1st? You haven't. You've seen a fade to black every time.
Yep.
If that.
Yep.
Now, you know, this is a part that, this is something else that I don't understand. Why did Steve, I mean, if it's true, I mean, you know, you read so much crap on the internet, but they said that Steve has already signed his contract. Now, why would he sign so early? Huh?
Steve says he signed his new contract.
Steve said he signed the contract.
Yeah.
He told them at a personal appearance in Philadelphia that he has signed his contract already.
What?
And they tried to get him to sign it this early last year.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it last year. Early.
No, he wouldn't.
But he did it this year early.
But honestly, I think we won't see a big change till the summer, to fall. Because, one, Becky goes on maternity leave here in July. She won't be back to, what, November? So we have all that time without her.
Bridget,
well, she'll probably...
This is what I'm
hearing.
When does
Steve go on vacation? When does he go on vacation?
What I'm hearing, Becky is coming back in September.
Well,
yeah,
still, she's got July, August, 3 months off. And if she, and she'll probably film her scenes up to maternity leave or whatever they're going to do with her.
Okay,
I just hope she does not have this freaking baby. I don't want to say
that,
but she
stupid.
Needs to get rid of this
so
kid.
Stupid.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
She does not need three children.
Dude, okay. Two things. One, 2005 in August, she had the miscarriage. Carly hit her with the car.
Wait, it wasn't Carly. It was Faith, wasn't it?
No, Faith
pushed her down the stairs on when
she was her first.
Okay.
That was her first one.
Right.
Okay.
Second one is when she was having Jackson Courtney's baby.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask another stupid question?
There is no stupid question.
I know. Okay, I just want to know, why does Guzo or Franz feel that they had to go this way? What point are they making? You know, are they trying to right a wrong? What is it? I mean, that's the part that I don't get. Why do they feel they have to do this shit?
Okay,
you know,
look, if you read the magazine before May sweeps, Franz sat there and said that this was going to be a really great May. It's going to be a great GH, you know, ratings
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? Bob Guza says, no way. You're not getting it. So I'm going to write it the way I want to write it, which he does.
He is a head writer of all things, so I'm sure he should be doing that.
But it's a pissing contest between these two men. That's what you're watching.
That's sad though, because they are destroying one of the best soap operas that was ever on TV. I mean, I cannot believe because some personal agenda, you know, that the fans. Like I said, you know, if they last to the end of the year, I will be very surprised. Really, I mean, because
Becky can, just like Tyler is filming a movie in Arizona. He comes home for one day, and he films, I think he said, I don't know, Carly, you can correct him.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do like a full day?
One day. And these guys are going to go on vacation the first week of July. Becky goes on maternity the first week of July. Steve goes on vacation the first week of July. You can still film. They'll be filming in June for the July month.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if, just if, Liz disappears, just like when, and everybody thinks she's dead, just like these spoilers that keep coming out, and it's just like when Sonny took her to his island to hide her from Helena and Nicholas, okay? Then you have, what do you have? You have Jason running around Port Charles, frantic, looking for Liz. That, I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see his regret, too.
Yes.
I want to see him regret and giving up his son, the woman he really loves.
And how do we know Cameron's really not Jason's?
Exactly. You know, that's what I've been saying all along.
You know what I find weird? Now, you said Cameron. You know, they are the only kids. They have not aged. They are still the same, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I often wondered about that. I said,
but
no,
look, Shirley, how long it took them for to age Michael. I mean, Michael was what?
Yeah,
before
yeah.
they.
Oh my gosh.
Right,
they
right.
Did not,
he,
yeah.
They
true.
Shot
they didn't
him.
Do it in time because that they, kid.
Exactly. He was on till what he was in his teens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they even showed him when he was older that first time in the coma before he woke up.
Yeah.
So.
No, and here's the thing. If you go with my theory, it's a dream and a coma.
It's a dream and a coma. Okay.
Well, look how many times you got hit on the head. I mean, my lord, that guy had to have no brain.
If you go back to before Michael came to GH last year, Jerry and Jason were in an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's brought to the hospital. Matt makes a comment to Patrick. Wouldn't it be sad if the nephew wakes up but the uncle is out? or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But Matt made the comment to Patrick about both of them being in a coma. Monica tells him, you've had so many times, you could have a brain bleed.
Right, right. Okay.
Monica also...
Literally, you have to... if you... Like the whole time when... after the November, everybody kept talking about the script's been flipped. Anybody would come on and say the script has been flipped in a conversation. That's when we really started paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that's said, and we've gone back for years looking at transcripts of different
shows.
Wow,
you all are really into that. Oh, my God.
Well,
we go
you
through
know
over 100 emails a day between seven of us.
You know, and you know,
show.
Yeah, and you know what I also think, that, you know, if we go back to the other explosion, and I'm talking about the one that Colby was in, Zach, I think, was there, Jason was, Sonny and Michael. You guys know which one I'm talking about? Anyone?
The one right after the text message killer or during
yes.
the text message
uh-huh.
killer one?
Mm-hmm.
Harley was in the harbor and she got saved by Rick?
Yes. Okay, saving by Rick still, yeah. But I still think that, you know, because Sonny got injured too. So I'm just thinking, you know, with all these bumps on the head that people take, you know, and Monica did say Jason was going to have a brain bleed, but I thought she also said he could have an aneurysm. Maybe I was wrong, but I just thought especially last summer when he got knocked and that building fell on him, and then how he was acting in the carnival. Go back to the carnival. Jason would never get his gun out in front of kids, and
never.
He did that. He did do that, I mean, right?
And
yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that, okay.
And that was the beginning of where we saw Little Miss Waitress, because if you remember,
that's
she
fine.
Was nowhere around. She was off to the side while they were digging through all the stuffed animals trying to find Jake.
Mm-hmm.
She was away from the whole thing. Then all of a sudden, Jason's sitting there watching Jake and Elizabeth. She comes over, and she goes, can I get you coffee? Do you want coffee? They're sitting. How many times can you ask a guy if he wants coffee? We sat there that one episode going, come on. The guy already told you no. What
mm-hmm.
happened? She keeps bringing him beer?
Yep, and
I have so many names for her.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, she's his go-to girl. She's go get Chinese, go get a beer, go get a coffee.
And
go
in my
room so I can give you a booty call.
I would love to have, wouldn't you just love to have Becky as a waitress walking in, bringing out the beer? I mean, I would sit there and talk about how great she is at handing him a beer.
Yeah, and you know what else? I have never bought this whole time. The day that Liz apologized to Sam. If this was
yeah,
Sam,
I could never understand that. Boy, I was so pissed.
But I also
said,
loved Kelly's when
she
let her have it.
Apologizing to this bitch fool. I said, oh my gosh.
Not
apologizing.
That, but,
I think people are
but,
whack.
Well, she redeemed
that.
Herself with the self-respect speech and how she got Jason back and all that shit because Liz gave it to her back.
She
twofold.
Didn't want to talk about it there. We can't. No, we can't talk about that here. Yeah, because you don't want anybody to know everything you've done.
Exactly.
See, that's why. If you look, ever since the balcony fell and ever since Mexico, Liz turned into a whore, and Sam has been the perfect daughter, girlfriend, whatever you want to call her. Sorry. That's why every time I see that, I can see it coming full circle.
Oh, and I'm just being funny right here, you guys. So what is up with them having Chinese food? I'm just being funny. I'm sorry. But I agree with you. I agree with everything you say, because it does not make sense. You know, that day I saw Jason at the Colombo getting his gun out in front of him, kid. Jason would never be like that. Okay, Sonny the hothead, okay, I could have bought that, but I never bought that with Jason.
I don't There's know. So many well, things that you can say.
There's a lot of things Jason wouldn't do, though. He wouldn't have never forgiven that bitch in the first place. After
I know. It's so I'm out of sorry. Character. I just, you know. But,
I don't know if you guys have seen the... There's people that have been out there campaigning for a while now, for over a year. And one of the things they bring up is 103108. Where's Jason wanted? Jason Morgan, missing since 103108.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that.
And it's true. That's exactly where he did. When Liz and Sam went to that cabin, Jason seriously was going to let Lucky take care of them.
I know.
I couldn't believe that. No.
Jason
yeah.
knows that Lucky is not there. He knows that the girls are there by himself, but he's going to drive to this cabin by himself and not take anybody with him.
Yeah, like Maxima, you know, okay, something that I never thought makes sense, Jason would never have left it up to Lucky because they never trusted each other. And my thing about the whole cabin thing was you could have had Max and Milo protect Liz and the boys, and Sam never had to be there.
Or worse, or at that same time, where'd Cody disappear?
Exactly.
Cody disappeared. That is exactly when.
And I'm sorry, they have never left those kids without protection.
No.
What made it so different that Sam and the boys did not have protection to go up to that cabin? Period.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't care.
As I said, you know, as I said, why did they only take Jake? Why didn't they take both the kids? They were both there, but they specifically took Jake.
Because apparently he was the easiest one to get to.
Because Jake was walking out. Cameron was still hiding, but Jake was walking out.
So when they came in, because
Cameron was trying to pull Jake back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
But at the same time, so Sam makes all these great shots, and Liz is a basket case, but then when it comes to saving Sam's life, on the spot,
dead as a rock.
He gets it dead.
And you know what, and that another thing is, Liz, are we, okay, even if we want to go back, well, I don't think it happened way back there, but when they went back to the ball, what was that ball called, you guys?
The black and white ball.
Yes, if we go back there, Jason was giving Liz target practice or whatever you want to call it. Liz already knew how to use a gun for 4 years ago, or five when something happened with her and Jason told her why you use a gun.
I know
she knew how when she pulled a gun on Jason when she was with Rick.
Yeah, exactly. She was
holding it the same way she was when he was teaching her.
Uh-huh. And she pulled a gun on, they had that one episode in 2007 when...
when she kept hearing somebody outside.
Right, and Lucky and Sam were at the park. Jason walks up on him. Sam starts kissing him. Here's the other thing, too, if you'll remember back in 2007, that was what she told Liz, that she was going to take everything away from her. And if you watch, the only thing left she has to take away from her are her kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what she told Maxie, too. Remember when she was talking to Maxie?
Yep.
She was going to live to make Elizabeth pay.
And how do we know that that's not happening? One of my friends, it's really funny because she said it today. How do we know that there's not something in that compass? And seriously, think about it. Wouldn't that be this? You could also look at the show as being the spoiler that came out, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep.
They're both playing
well,
each other.
And the thing is, Sam can't live without getting some nookie anyway, so she'll strafe Jason like she did with Rick.
I'm saying it's Johnny.
I think it
is
too.
It's Johnny, and it's going to be right across from Jason.
Because
his penthouse is right across from him. You can see into each other's penthouses.
Oh, man, that's Oh, and that's that's Sunnyvale Penthouse, correct?
No, it's not. But
okay,
it's
I was
the
just,
set.
Oh,
it is
I was
the
just,
set, but it's
it
not,
looks like not Rick's one. Old house.
Actually,
you
oh yeah,
it's the same set from Rick's old apartment way back when. It looks just like it.
Patrick and Robin's house is Rick's old house.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, he was in an apartment though before that, remember? And that's his old apartment too from the old set.
Well, that's 2000. I'm sorry. I just everything every day. My friends, we joke about it. We need a bag because we can't breathe is the joke. Because we can see every day something, and we can show you what it was back when.
Yeah, like I'm glad. I hope this is okay. It's like just like Kate and Sunny's wedding a year to the day, not to the day, but I thought it was Maxine Spinelli non-wedding.
Exact same thing. Or how about Carly and Robin having a baby on the exact same day, 1 year apart?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know, but wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So that's why I'm saying it's not, it can't be lazy writing. I truly do not believe this is lazy writing. I believe there is a piece to it. I just don't know what it is yet. Because there's so many things out there you can look at. Is it a brain bleed? Is this
because he keeps holding his head, too, every time he's stressed. He always is holding his nose and his head and scratching his head whenever he's got something going on. He's always grabbing his head or...
And how come she's always, almost every single time, she's asleep before they have a scene together? Like, she was asleep on the plane to Mexico. Next thing you know, we have Mexico. With them in the white at the, you know, all lovey-dovey. She's asleep. He goes over to her house and tells her he's going to take that deal. She just woke up. Or last week when she sat there and she said, when I'm alone, I think of you with your arms around me.
Oh, gag me.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you buy the... they Sam hasn't had a sex scene in forever.
They haven't had one since the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the non-wedding when she was throwing her butt in his face, I mean, that was sick. That was just stupid.
She was so drunk at that taping, it wasn't even funny. If you can stomach it, go back and watch the episode. She is drunk. And how come she's so far away from Ingo?
Is she drunk? If she has a drinking problem, she could be. Yeah, she could be drunk. You know, I haven't watched the show since the court breakup, so you know, I read recaps and I go to.
Look at how long she's been gone, though. They put her on vacation so many times, or she's been supposedly sick. Well, the brown bottle flu that could be a sick. You know, I mean, come on.
But she's still on the show. She's still on the show. And yet they have let some fine actors leave, you know, and they have this bitch who's still on the show who can't act. And then when she does, she's probably drunk when she does her scenes. I mean, you know, I just don't.
Yeah,
but,
well,
know,
because.
If there's an agenda, I mean, you know.
There is an agenda.
There is an agenda. The agenda is Franz hates us.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes her.
Because we can't be trained.
He has said what?
Something.
Be trained.
Mm-hmm.
We can be trained.
We can be I know that I heard,
but I'm talking about hating the fans. I mean,
He hates us.
But Carly, don't you see how Bridget, don't you see how stupid that is? you hate the fans, but it's the fans that keep your ass on television. You know what I'm saying? So that's really asinine. You know, if he says that, then he's a fool. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the fans that keep you on television. Okay.
Okay, let's put it this way. How many magazine, SOD and SID, have we won the polls on?
Thank you.
How many times in the last 2 years have we won those polls? But he has his favorites. Alicia was his favorite.
Oh, really?
Courtney was his favorite.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's ridiculous that we even had
AJ's
to deal with her.
AJ's favorite.
Frickin' Jill loves Jonathan. JJ loves
Jackson.
Loves
him.
Well, okay, but my question is, I put rumors that Jonathan won't stay past the 9 months because he was going to go do a movie. Now, is that still happening, or are we stuck with him?
I don't think we're stuck with him. I think he's going to leave I don't think he's going to be on as long as everybody thinks he is.
I don't think Tony's sticking around much longer.
Who?
I think this is Tony's last hurrah. Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, because I'm about to sick of him. You know, I mean, he doesn't hang around that long, although he gets nominated for an Emmy every freaking year.
Except for this year, three lines.
You know, that's his pet. I mean, does he have stock in the soap opera or something? Because, you know.
Can you explain to me how JJ comes in October and he gets an Emmy? I mean, he gets.
I know.
Well, you know what? The part that I was asking you guys last week, who is on this Emmy panel? Because I don't see how GH could gather all of those Emmy nods. I mean, because the show sucks. I mean, is it just the fans who can?
They didn't get it for writing.
How could they? Huh?
Yep.
All my children under Charles Pratt did.
Oh, and he's another idiot, Pratt. I mean, but AMC, they, you know, oh, gee. What, you know, the part that I don't understand, Y&R stays, they are always steadfast. They're always ahead of everybody. Why haven't they gotten it? And Emmy nod for writing. That's the part that I don't understand. To me, Young and the Restless is the best soap on television, in my opinion.
My mom watched the very first episode. I can still remember the first episode of Y&R.
But you sound so young.
Right now, the storyline they have, because on Twitter we have the guy from Daytime Confidential, Jamie. He is so angry at that show right now. And the Emmy nods, he went ballistic that day.
He said,
I could have told you that this was going to happen because it's an agenda-driven Emmys, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you can definitely see that. You can definitely see that. Now, I will definitely go along with that.
You can totally see it. Because, seriously, I love Carolyn to death. I love her. But how does she get one over Becky?
Rebecca?
No way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I understand that. All Diane is comic relief. How could she? She has no substance to the show, but comic relief.
And her reel was from the Thanksgiving show, and one other one. I can't remember what the second part was, but the one of her and Max rolling over Sonny's desk.
Okay. That was her Emmy reel?
That's her Emmy reel.
Holy. Oh, boy, that's you know, like, it's all politics. It's all bullshit. You know, I mean, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
It's a popularity contest, just like anything
else. It is.
Else.
It is. You know, either they like you or they don't. You know, I mean, sad commentary. I don't know. Daytime sure has changed, boy. I mean, this. Oh, jeez.
Well, I never thought I'd see the day that As the World Turns would go off the air.
Me.
Well, you know, look at the guiding light. At one point in time, I've seen all the soaps, all of them, you know, because I've been watching soaps for many years, and I just can't, you know, I mean.
Well, look how Days of Our Lives turned themselves around for almost getting canceled.
They have smarts there.
Daytime Confidential talked to some head guy at Sony about the fact that they re-signed Victor for Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
And he even admitted that the fans, you have to listen to the fans.
Exactly.
Sure you do.
On the other side, they're not listening to the fans.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Brenda, thank you for that date on Twitter this
afternoon. Alice Horton's funeral montage will be June 23rd, 24th, and 25th for any of you guys who want to watch it, because it's going to be a very good show.
Yeah, and I will be on the beach, but when I get back, we will talk about it. But, you know, well, I was really surprised with the Emmy was, and maybe I'm wrong here, but you guys, I really thought the Kristen Alfonso or Addison Sweeney was going to get an Emmy nod for last year's book.
Allison should have got it.
Yeah.
She should have got it.
Well,
she should have gotten it. She didn't.
Yeah, but you don't agree with me on the Kristen
I haven't seen much on Days of Our Lives, but I every once in a while when I do watch, I see Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not a Sammy fan at all.
You know, I did that. You know,
never
I'm
liked.
Sorry.
She
wait till she finds out about EJ.
Oh, no.
Shit, I think they poisoned Anna today.
What?
Huh?
I think that waiter that brought in Anna's food poisoned it.
Do you really think so?
Yes.
I
think he was one of Stefano's men.
Did you see
the way he looked at
Rachel? Come on, don't say that, Bridget, please.
I'm sorry, but
he's not. Oh, no.
If
please.
You see how he looks at Rafe and kind of looks guilty, I think he put something in Anna's food and she was choking. That's why she was choking. Yeah, I think he poisoned her. Because he told her he would.
I didn't see that part. She was choking?
Yeah, at the very end. Yeah. And she was just about to tell him who it was when she started choking and grabbing her neck.
I
think that guy was part of Stefano's.
But
see, it's coming, though. I don't think they are, because I've heard that Rafe tells Sammy, and Sammy's out for blood, because she told EJ in the previews for tomorrow that when she finds out who it is, she's going to kill him. So I think it's coming sooner than we think.
Good, because you know what?
Wait a minute. I mean, like, you know, no one has told you. I hope that woman wasn't poisoned. I hope Anna wasn't poisoned.
I think that guy is Stefano's henchman.
You know, by the way, you are welcome and come on here anytime, because I like hearing all the stuff that, I thought about, and I thought, but how you mapped it in your email, is this making perfect sense?
Well, we got one more in July, and I think that's the end of Jay's Sam after that.
What did you think?
He's got one more shirtless scene in July.
But he never said with who.
Exactly.
Who else is it going to be
That
with?
Was the comment that was made, but who else would it be with?
Yeah, I know, you know, that I heard, but I'm saying who else could it be? Now, we all know that it's definitely not going to be Becky. So who else is it?
Wait, how did you know that?
Carly, how do you know? How do you know that it's not going to be Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from...
Just like, how do we know that this is really Lucky's baby?
Exactly.
Whenever I watch the show, whatever I'm watching, I'm not... It's just like with spoilers. If you read the spoilers or the rumors, most of the time, 90% of the time, they don't even come true.
I'm telling you, I'm lying.
The other 5%...
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I'm just listening. I'm doing my homework right now while I'm on here. So,
How can you concentrate on your homework while you're listening to us, Terry? Just get off that phone. And
she's a multitasker, Shirley.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. I probably.
We're women. We can multitask so good.
Oh, okay. Forget what I said, Terry. Listen on.
That's
listen
why
on.
We're the stronger sex.
Hopefully I don't prove you right, Shirley, when you ask me what did we just say? Hopefully I don't prove you right when you say what did we just say as I'm typing my project up.
If you take the rumors, you take 5% of the rumors, they come true.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers, rumors. If you take the other 5%, switch people around, add different people to the spoiler, you get the spoiler. So
yep.
You have to read between the lines. If you read exactly what it says, you're going to go, it's never changing, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden, that's not exactly what was said in the magazine.
And as much as everybody hated that Girl Friday on RTN, she was right on what she
yes,
was saying.
Yes, she was, because she said,
they
I
all
remember the last thing she said.
Talked
that
shit about her, and
she said
it right yeah, on the money.
Right, yeah.
She knew exactly what was going on and said it. And people didn't want to believe it. They dissed her and she wouldn't come back on. But she laid out the line.
That's when I left RTN.
Yep.
That was the night I left RTN.
Yep. And I was like, you guys, I mean, it was sad because she had it laid out exactly what's playing now.
She even said that when we do get, if and when we do get
liaison,
we might not even want it.
Yeah.
We might not even want them back. Because, I mean, look at what they're doing to the to both the characters, you know. I mean,
but what if it's not what they are really doing to the characters? I mean, if this is a... No,
No. But you know what, Carly? What if it's a dream? What if it's this? What if it's that? It is what it is to me. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but it is what it is, whatever you see. Now, and like I'm saying, if this theory is correct, then they're still mucking it up, because here it is May and June. Now we're talking the fall, and before you know it, it will be 2011. How long do they think people are going to hang on to this shit?
Well, here's one thing: is I was so looking forward to the Liz storyline with Mama Walton.
Oh yeah, surely, yeah.
And you know what? They haven't done it justice.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
They have not done it justice at all. I mean, that was the perfect lead into a liaison. Perfect.
Yep.
So, what about the rumors about that cancer patient is going to get dead by Elena, and like Liz is going to get the fall for it? See,
that's a rumor.
That doesn't even make sense. Why would Helena take this cancer pay? I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
Because she's close to Liz.
Yep, and Liz is depending on her too much.
Exactly.
Oh,
That's why.
And the Shirley character doesn't back down to Helena. Because when she was messing with Helena, she knew exactly who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't back down one bit to her. She just kept on going.
Nope.
And that's one thing Helena will not put up with. She hates people in her face.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe she'll kill Shirley. But it won't be because they won't lead it into Liz's fault.
They may, because remember Liz.
But then what would be the point if she killed her and then it didn't lead anywhere? Then she just killed her.
Because then she won't be in Liz's life anymore. She won't be there to protect Liz because Shirley is her conscience or her support system.
Yep. Because she doesn't have Audrey anymore. Audrey.
And look how Liz was talking to her about Lucky, and Shirley goes, "Take your time. Don't do anything rash." She was trying to kind of
put her
feet on the ground instead of making her go nuts.
And didn't she also talk to her about first loves and obligations and stuff?
Yep.
That's what she doesn't want.
Yep.
Because with her, she's
Liz
strong.
Being so in love with Lucky now. Oh God,
all of a sudden.
Oh God.
All of a sudden, she's in love with him, and two years ago.
Great love. Oh please.
Years ago, she did not want to be in the same room with him.
Well, even in the toxic ball fiasco, she told Lucky she would never marry him again.
And then the writers, they just, I guess they figure that, the fans forgot about that.
Well, they have new people, so they get to train the new
people. I know, a clean slate. I know. You have a brand new Lucky, so he didn't do none of that old shit he did before. And then he and Jason are practically BFFs. I mean,
the bromance of Jason.
I hate when soaps do that, though. I mean, that is so ridiculous.
If you listen to Liz talk to Jason or talk about Lucky or to Lucky, she sounds just like she did when she was a teenager.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can even hear it in her voice.
Mm.
And how do we know she's not brainwashed?
Exactly.
Because Helena showed up, Ethan was at the house, Helena leaves that box, and the next thing you know, you see the front door wide open. Where's the kids? Who had the kids?
Yeah.
And Liz is at the church. I mean, seriously, some of the stuff is blatantly right in front of our face going, what the hell is this? But, do you guys want
And who's to say Sam isn't working with Jerry or somebody?
And who's to say she's not working with Helena from 2004?
Exactly. I mean, how in the hell did she get away from that Mexican dude when she was handcuffed to a chair? Hello.
Exactly.
Well,
she rescues Jason in clean clothes. I mean, how can you have time to wear clean clothes and brand new clothes and it's supposed to be the same day? I mean, there's too many what the fuck moments right there.
Oh, yeah.
I have a suggestion that you should go to Prospect and knock Goozer out of his seat and you guys write the show because this whole mess is just whacked out.
Brian found him. Bob Goose are playing cat and mouse with each other.
I know, but it's us.
And I'm sorry, if I was a head of Disney, I would be putting my foot down and saying, hey, enough's enough.
Well, apparently they don't give a shit either.
How do you have the president of ABC, a female?
Exactly.
Sitting there and allowing the strong women on GH to not be strong anymore.
Oh.
Because they're not. I'm sorry, I loved Alexis. Not now.
Because, and like Brittany and I were talking once, so after I fell, Alexis, I mean, now that I'm saying he's getting away with murder now, but this is the second time he killed someone. And it's, okay.
And she didn't even go to trial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She didn't go to trial. Michael got 5 years.
Yeah.
Right.
he didn't even go to trial.
He's the only one that's paying for
his
time.
Already passed. You haven't seen the episode. Sorry, my son watches the show with me.
Does he really? How old is he?
Bart. He's 19.
Oh, my. And he actually likes it?
Yeah.
Really?
That is cool. That is, you know.
It's our bonding time.
You know, because I just think if you go back, you know, may have we done so many crappy things. And by the way, okay, and I wanted to say this today. Sam's birthday has never been mentioned on screen. But did they have to have Sam's birthday on Rebecca Hurst's real birthday?
How about the fact Jake's birthday is yet to be mentioned?
Yeah,
They've mentioned Elizabeth's birthday. Remember her and Jason talking when she turned 18 on the docks?
On last Wednesday.
Oh, when they didn't talk about Jake's
real birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And they did Sam's birthday on the show.
I know.
Talked about this year.
Yeah, but I just don't remember us ever seeing Sam have a birthday in these past couple of years. I just don't remember Sam's birthday ever, you know, getting Bob. And another thing that I thought was weird, maybe because I just don't like them, is when Alexis was handing Sam all the birthday cards she missed.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay.
Is Sam really Alexis's daughter? That's the thing. They never really did a DNA test on the girl, so how
Here's
do we know she's
for you.
How she's even
know
a daughter?
Dante is Sonny's son.
Exactly.
How do we know Dante's not working with Zakara? He worked for Zakara before he came to town. There's so many things out there because no DNA tests were done, except there was a DNA test done for Ethan.
Yep.
There's a DNA test being done for Liz's baby.
But,
and
okay, but
DNA test that was done for Jake.
And with
Cameron.
Mm-hmm. But with the Ethan one. I thought originally Holly lost that baby. Am I wrong? Because I read somewhere that Holly lost the baby she had with Luke.
I don't even remember. Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
When she was married, they thought Luke was missing or dead.
Mm-hmm.
She married Robert.
Yes.
She married Robert Scorpio, and... Yeah, but I think that was Ethan's after that, because Lulu's age, I think, and that baby would have been like Jason's age.
Yep.
Because, because I think isn't Ethan Lulu's age?
I think he's between Lulu and Lucky.
Yeah.
You know that's the real part of it because. In my opinion, and I could be wrong, but Ethan looks older than Lucky, in my opinion. But I didn't say that when Greg Baum was there, but now that JJ is there, I say that Dante looks older than Lucky.
JJ looks like he's a freaking teenager still.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He does nothing for me.
I don't think he does it now.
Mhm. So I take it you were not a Liz and Lucky fan either, huh?
Yeah, I was. But I didn't.
Oh, you were.
When I loved Liz when she first showed up. I love Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
I want Lizzie back so bad it's not even funny. I want Lizzie to kick somebody's ass. Mm-hmm. I want her back.
I want Liz to send Sam to Pentonville herself because she deserves to be put away for kidnapping, for terrorizing.
Obstructing justice.
Exactly.
The guy that played Jerry over the weekend, he said he has no plans of coming back to General Hospital, but if we did a massive mailing that, you know, that may work to bring him back. And
okay.
Somebody asked him if we do that, you have to come back and brutally kill Sam.
Exactly. That would be awesome.
I'll take that. I do not want her ever being
do
able
what
to
Jason
did
do when he threatened
to
kill her.
Oh, but she went back with him. Oh, honey.
Oh, I got myself respect back.
Yeah.
Yeah. What self respect? I can go
she
get
has
a
no
beer or coffee or Chinese food.
You know, and that's the only thing I eat, by the way. That's the only thing I eat. So they must have some M&G in their body. Okay, I'm just being funny.
And that stupid-ass song that they play. I hate that frickin' song.
Oh, that's their love song.
They need
huh?
to
that's
flush that
song.
Down the toilet and never return again.
When I first heard the song, because I did not watch Jason Sam. I didn't watch it. I stopped watching after she slept with Sonny on that island or wherever they were in that cabin thing. I stopped watching. So all of a sudden when I do finally hear that song, I really, really liked it until I found out what the song was. And I was like, shit. I liked it at first. But then when I found out, I was like, oh, hell no. Nope. Bye-bye.
Okay.
But then they took our song and put it on One Life to Live.
They did J-Sam's song, too. I heard it played on the jukebox, too.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, we have 3 minutes, but we are probably going to go in overtime. But has anyone, before I forget, seen that One Life to Live musical from... Well, I think it's playing Friday, Monday. I know it's playing for a couple of days. So is everyone liking it or loving it or what? I thought so, too.
But see, One Life to Live does their own things. They bring popular people on, music groups, everything. They try to interact with everybody. I mean, at least there's some entertaining qualities to One Life to Live.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that Hannah bitch is the one that pushed Marty down the stairs.
Yep, that's what I think, too.
I think John is on her and knows, too, because...
Are they putting John and Natalie back together? Because if they are, I'll start watching it again.
Well, see, Marty stole that letter.
I've heard rumbling that John and Natalie are gaming united.
Yeah, I'll start watching One Life to Live again if I can get that.
Yeah, I like John and Natalie together.
I know,
me too.
You know, and I mean, I do like Bodie and Jessica, but come on. We are so sick of seeing
She started to remember some today, though.
Okay.
Yep, she started remembering them being together.
I've never... Original Jessica, yes. This Jessica, I've never gotten into Bree. I can't get into her. I like the old Jessica with Christian when the whole teen love thing.
Mm-hmm.
This Bree, I like Natalie better.
Oh, I love Natalie. Okay, and we have 1 minute, but come back on Wednesday, people. Well, if I don't say goodbye, because I keep getting in trouble from people that I don't say goodbye, that I'm rude. So I thought if I at least say goodbye, then I don't seem like a rude little bitch. So I'm just covering my butt tonight. But no, I am. But okay, by the way, AMC is more boring than General Hospital. I'm sorry.
I know. And now Erica is supposed to be in a plane crash because of Greenlee and David. Oh, my Lord.
Erica's in a plane crash?
Yeah, they do something to the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Now that was now before Becky and you know Liz and Jason. My couple was Erica and Jackson.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that was I love them and Walt Willie and his son got the sexiest voice in daytime. Mm-hmm. I love to hear that man talk.
Oh yeah.
That man can talk to me all day long.
I'm silly. There you talk about reuniting for Erica and Jackson.
Yeah, no,
oh, yeah.
I heard that. Now, I will watch them on YouTube, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there is no other couple, or has there been, who has done what Jason and Liz do. That couple, that is my all-favorite, that is my all-time favorite couple now. I have never had, you know, come across a couple with such magic about them, such great, some awesome chemistry between them. They are too much. But since I can't have them, maybe if they put Jackson and Erica back together, I'll watch their scenes on YouTube. But that's it.
No, because
that whole show is...
because I was fast-forwarding really last night of AMC, and there was nothing that was holding my attention, and I kept fast-forwarding, and I'm like, oh, this is never going to end.
Well, now that David Canary's not on anymore, there's no excitement, because he used
exactly.
to
be...
Oh,
and let's not even get started on the fact that he didn't get an Emmy nod.
I
know.
David Canary, right.
No. Well, I almost said, and the way they did Palmer's death was half-assed. I'm sorry, it was.
They didn't do a good job?
No.
No, one day?
No,
well,
no.
It was very disappointing. I mean, the man was one of the mainstays on that show.
Yep.
And they just did, just a couple of minutes, and wow, and it's over. I mean, I thought that was terrible.
The best part is when Dixie welcomed him to heaven. That was the only part.
I agree.
When who did?
Dixie was at the heaven's gate saying welcome home.
That was the best
was
part
the
of it all.
Part
yeah.
That I really.
I'm getting Uncle Palmer. You guys saying that.
That was her Uncle Palmer. Yeah, that was
and yeah, not to have they all in that room the night of over at Erica's for the thing that they had over at Erica's. I mean, they did not really have a funeral for Palmer. They had kind of like a wake there for like 10 minutes.
A wake, yeah.
At Tad's. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A wake without the body. Sorry, I'm just being funny. I just because I thought when you have a wake, the body is usually there. That's why I'm being, I thought, because some Catholic wakes have the casket there when you have the wake.
Well, if you're in the church or the, they have, and then some people have a wake in the house, people, you bring food.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, and you all sit around and talk about the person who died. That's the wake. It all depends,
But I think Catholic funerals and wakes are like the longest.
The Catholic?
Catholic.
I was Catholic at one point. Yeah, I was Catholic. I know everything about them is long. But anyway, moving right along. I'm not even going to get into that bad Shirley. Why did I even make that statement?
Okay. Oh, by the way, you guys, it's not raining here tonight in Seattle. It's muggy and hot. It's,
to my world. Welcome to my world. This is Florida.
It's
this is the normal
beautiful
weather
at my house. Wonderful.
Oh, I know. Bridget, you have the perfect light. Now we have the perfect weather, perfect temperatures.
Life is beautiful, Shirley.
No. Okay. I think I have the best life.
Yes.
Life is Terry.
What? Oh my God, leave her alone. She's working on her project, Carly. Jeez.
I'm
girl has to concentrate.
I can speak now, so what is what? I could try to talk in and type at the same time. I gotta get this done now. I already got emails from other classmates of their part. I'm the last one to turn it in, I think. No, I'm not actually. There's about 7 other people that have to turn theirs in. So.
No, all I was saying that Cindy was saying that they had the nice weather and everything, and I said, no, Terry has like this perfect life. And
I
just,
I do.
Yes,
you do not.
Do.
I do not.
We've heard little snippets of Terry's life. Yeah. We know.
You know what? You know what? Just every time I'm on the phone, my dog farts. Earlier, just now, if you play it back, you can kind of hear me in the background saying, oh my gosh, Foster.
You know, I think Foster, Foster is just like a child. You know how when you get on the phone and the kids are just doing crap, you know, just to irritate you because you're on the phone, mad because you're on the phone, and now here's Foster. Since he can't talk, he farts, you see.
No,
that's
true, Shirley. But every time
I... To get your attention. That's what they do. And he's...
Yeah.
And they're just angry. See, they're just angry because you're not paying them attention.
Yeah, because my dog always barks when I start calling my BlackBerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds on my BlackBerry go to call a number, she flips out. She starts barking.
So you're gonna come back? We didn't like scare you away, did we? Because you know I know that we could.
Yeah, what is your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Right. Okay.
So Cindy, you are coming back? Like we just didn't scare you away.
No.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, I can see why we would scare people away, but...
Fun! What are you talking about, Carly? We're at Life of the Party on Monday and Wednesday night.
Well, that's true.
Silly,
we don't know when we are having Ladies on Radio because Christy, hoodoo foot, like spring hoo foot, and she could barely walk on it. She was carrying something, and she forgot, like her shoes and book bag was on the floor, and she tripped over them, and she had to go get an x-ray last night. And so her foot is really bruised. It's not really broken, but it's hard to walk on it. Yeah.
Wow. Trust me, that sucks, because I had a horse roll over me full length, and I had cracked
a horse?
My ankle.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And, yeah, the only thing I got hurt was my ankle, and it cracked my ankle bone to my foot,
ooh.
And that hurt like a mother hummer.
Ooh. Jeez.
Yeah, my life isn't that perfect, Shirley.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Yeah, well, mine is that.
Perfection.
But the horse... The horse kind of changed.
Hey, we both got up, stood up, brushed ourselves off, and got back on. And just like a bicycle, you don't get scared. You just get right back on.
Just get right back on.
Yeah, I've dislocated both my shoulders 3 times each on a horse.
What?
Falling off a horse?
Horse falling with me, or I, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I tried to jump a fence with my horse, and I wasn't trying to jump it. It kind of jumped for me, and I made it over the fence, and then the horse went one way, and I went the other, and I sprained my ankle.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's a life, you know. You got to go with the ups and downs like everything
there
else.
There you go, baby. There you go.
You just
and
jump back on and keep
keep
going.
Keep that sense of humor going.
Exactly.
Keep that sense of humor.
Trust me,
going.
I've had more broken bones and fractures and, yeah.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
It is what it is.
Cindy, where are you from again?
I'm from California, Sacramento.
Okay.
Sacramento, California.
Oh, really? I'm in Southern California by like the beaches, like Irvine, Los Angeles, and everything. So.
Okay, then do you know where Roseville, Placer County?
All
the way up. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. I'm not very familiar, but Sacramento. I'm kind of familiar with it, but not much.
It's on the. It's heading to. Get on the freeway right outside here, and you head to Reno.
Oh, okay.
So we're just on the side of the Sierras.
Did you have an earthquake when Terry had an earthquake? Okay, you didn't have that nice earthquake like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Last earthquake I felt was Northridge.
That was something, yes.
Mm-hmm. That was the last time I felt up here. Last time I was in an earthquake when I was in L.A. Was 87, the one that destroyed the runway at Burbank.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm just glad we don't live in an earthquake. I mean, I cannot say that because we had a little one a couple of months ago, but I'm just glad we haven't, had the big one.
We get tremors.
Okay, I'm done with my assignment now. I'm finished with that.
Woo!
Yay! Way to go, Terry. How did you think you did?
I still got more to do on it by Wednesday, but this is the big majority of it, so
okay.
So.
Woo! Way to go, Yankees. Yeah.
I know. They won again.
Oh, man.
Oh, they did?
Yes,
well,
they did.
Well, of course they lost. They had a terrible loss at their last game. It was a bad loss yesterday. But tonight they pulled it off, baby. Woo, that was a good game. Good game.
Go, Yankees.
Oh, shut up, Carl. You don't even like them.
I don't know.
We
don't
like baseball.
Okay,
we don't like baseball,
yes,
Carl.
I
know. Do you
really? Oh, okay. I used to work at the Mariners here, and we went to the playoffs. Well, the big one was like 2001, then we got beat by the Yankees.
Yankees, baby. That's the team, honey. That's my team. Yeah, do it. Kick ass. Yeah. Oh, boy. And I used to live up the hill from the old Yankee Stadium.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they moved right across the street, but it's in the same area, boy. I miss old Yankee Stadium. They said that the new Yankee Stadium is gorgeous. It's fabulous. You probably got to spend an arm and a leg to go watch a game, which I don't have. So I will continue to watch my game on TV in Florida, where I don't have to pay just to watch them.
All right, guys.
You know what I was thinking?
Okay, so I hope you can come on Wednesday.
Yeah, come back Wednesday, Cindy.
I will try. Okay. It was nice meeting you guys.
Night,
okay,
Cindy.
Night.
I'm gonna go off the phone to you. I got to go have a shower and get ready for
bed. Oh gosh, here we go.
I know. I got to get in the tub and shave my legs. They look like forests.
Oh, God. So you have
living
to
in,
shave
living
your
in
legs.
Wyoming, you got to have every.
You too. I do the same thing too. I always wear pants, so I only shave when I know I'm going
to
wear.
But now that the weather's nice, I get to shed my furry skin or hair now. So.
Oh, God, Shirley. Okay. I needed to see that picture in my mind.
Was it Shirley with me?
Oh my gosh.
I bet you
did y'all watch Dancing with the Stars?
No, what happened?
No.
What happened?
They were dancing.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Carly's upset with me tonight. I go out to dinner with a friend of mine.
Okay. Are we going to discuss all no.
I warned you that I might not call in until a little bit later.
Okay, do we really have to... Do you really want to start with us now, Hill? Really? I mean, do you really want to do it, Hill?
Hey, this is a friend that I've known. She hardly ever comes out here, and when she does, she's only here for a short amount of time, and so, so this is probably the only chance I really get to see her, and I've known her.
You took it like I was mad. I was not mad.
I'm just joking.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah?
You missed Jay tonight.
That's right. Jay stopped by, and he asked about you. He said, where's Terry?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he didn't stay long. He didn't stay long.
Just enough to aggravate Carly.
Yeah,
Carly, did you have your popcorn ready when that happened?
No, I didn't. And then I think he was a little perturbed. Like, he said, what's all this popcorn talk?
Well,
it's because you all are entertaining.
Carly must have been a good moment for Carly.
Oh, he is Iron Man, too, as we're talking about Jay, because he asked about Iron Man, too.
None of us have seen him, but
I saw it.
I'll wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah. It was pretty good. It was different. Of course, it's different from the first one in a sense, because now you know what's going to happen, and there's it is what it is. You know what I was thinking today? I was thinking, what was I changing the channel? I came, Jacob Young. You know, he's so good as JR. And was he nominated? I couldn't remember.
Yes,
he was.
Was he? Mm-hmm.
Good.
Last year, I'm talking about this year.
I'm talking about this year.
No,
he was not.
Oh, wow, that's a shame, because he was very...
Because that cancer story was pretty good.
He
was a better JR than he was Lucky, because I recall him at Lucky.
I hated him as Lucky.
Greg Vaughn, they were basically like the same. They were both jerks, they didn't really change, his character, that much. I mean, as far as after Jacob left and then Greg came on. But for JJ, it's a whole different ball game. It's like get it.
So you're gonna go get a kid, Terry, and go take us out.
Didn't have to put it quite that way, but
I know, but I could put really more duty. Do you want me to? Because I don't think.
I could make
it from a studio if you really wanted me to. So that was my nice version of it. I was being nice.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna take off, or I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna go get naked and go have a shower, okay?
Great. Now we're really getting into it.
Okay,
well, I hope
TMI,
you don't take a
TMI.
Shower with clothes. Gee.
Call me at midnight.
I was going to say something else, but I'll save it. Okay.
Don't even go. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, boy.
So, say, well, the Yankees game is done, but, oh, yeah, we'll be
done. Yeah, oh, yeah, the Yankees game, they're done, you know, but I watch ESPN. I'm a real sports nut. I have to watch it over and over, and I watch ESPN. So
do
I
you like do you like football, Philly, or the
no,
baseball?
No, football's not my thing. I'm into baseball, basketball, and tennis. Those are my three things.
I'm a football, hockey, and race cars.
Really? Race cars. That is
Yeah. I want to be a driver so bad. I could show them boys
really
they would never know.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to drive fast. As fast
have
as my track.
Have you ever got a ticket?
Have I ever gotten a ticket?
Never
I have had a ticket since I was 18.
Wow.
I've been a good kid, even though, you know, you can only go so fast in a tractor.
No, that's true. Definitely.
I mean, my brother and I try to drag race in the tractors all the time.
You too. Yeah, we do too.
We get, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We try to race our horses. We try to race the tractors.
Yeah, we did. And my granddad, because, you know, having eight grandkids, you know, we were always on the tractor. So he put this really cool box on the tractor for other people can sit on there when other people were driving the tractor. And once my brother and I decided that we needed to have a tractor race. And my two cousins were in the back of the box on my tractor. I mean, we didn't flip over, but I almost fell out of the box because we were going so fast, and I had to stop before I hit a tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're driving a tractor, I mean, you can go fast, but when you really, really need to stop sometimes, it doesn't always happen.
Yeah. We go crazy. Winter's the most fun, though. We tie a big inner tube onto the horses and race them around with people on it and see how fast we can spin them. Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
speaking about tractor, you know, I just read this fanfic, this smutty fanfic about Jason and Liz doing it on a tractor. And when
what?
He said back, I said, oh, yeah. I said that I was reading this smutty fanfic about Jason and Liz about making love on a tractor.
Okay, I could
know,
really comment. I could comment so much right now, but I'm going to be good.
Oh, well, go ahead, comment. Feel free.
I know. Hey,
there's one with a fanfic about them doing it on his motorcycle, too.
Yeah, I read that one. Yeah, I read that. Oh, God. I'm just so horny. Anyway. Moving right along.
You know, Sally, did you have my email address or no?
I gave you my email address, Carly.
Oh.
Remember, you were supposed to send me about Heart and Hands, which I got on my own, by the way. No,
okay,
thanks.
Fine. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Right.
But there's some things in this little head of mine that I have to remember. And by the way,
well,
you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, What you guys, where you living now, are they taking like all the really good restaurants away? Because like a couple of our restaurants closed down this weekend. And it's not even at the end of the month. Like,
a lot of our
day.
Restaurants are family owned. So, we know the big cities, that's one thing. But where I live, they're all family operated. So, we don't have any problem with that.
What about you, Silly?
We have a lot. We have everything here. Mm-hmm. Especially going trip towards my apartment. We got the Olive Garden.
They took
Red
Tony.
Lobster.
They took Tony Romo.
Huh?
They took this restaurant called Tony Romo, though.
Yeah, Tony. You know, we don't have Tony Romo
no.
here in the Florida. I had it back in back in New York. We had Tony Romo.
They closed down all the ones here.
Really? They closed it down? Because, you know, you can still get Tony Romo's ribs in the supermarket. Because I've bought them at Walmart, and I've also bought them at Publix.
Do you prefer Walmart or Sam's?
Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, Sam's is owned by Walmart now, I think. You know,
I didn't know that.
Honey, Walmart is going to
Sam's
own
is always
Walmart.
Yep.
Walmart, who knows, maybe in the next year or so they will own ABC. They are, they're talking about a conglomerate. They're trying to own everything. They want it to be where you don't have to go nowhere. It's going to really be a one-stop shopping thing, really. Walmart,
yeah.
Because when I go to Walmart, you can buy Sam's products there, you know, like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys belong to Costco or?
My daughter supervisor used to be with Costco, and, you know, we used her card one time, but it's too expensive to join those things. I think it's around $60 or something to join, you know, and it keeps going up every year, you know.
My dad just has all of us on his conceive of promo. So he just has all of us on that, and we can go in early in the morning, like on the business hours, because was it nice going to a store when no one else is there? It's kind of a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm addicted to Target, you guys. Every time I go
I love Target. I love Target. We go to Target all the time. Love Target. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your little grandson probably likes Target, because my nieces and nephews, that's their favorite place to go now.
Well, he's too young, you know. He's only, what, 16 months, 16 months, so he doesn't really know that.
Yeah. Well, my 6-year-old niece, today when I called her and said hi, she goes, when are we going shopping next? I'm like, whenever you want. And was I soon
enough?
Yeah, and she goes, I go, what do you want to get? And she goes, just bring $100 with you for us.
Oh, just bring $100 for us. Oh, wow.
I know. My mom goes, bring $100, you know, but, and I go, but my mom laughed because she is the one. Whenever we go in the store, she knows exactly what she wants. And if, like, I'm trying on something, she will tell me, oh, I don't like it. But, you know, you look cute and nasty. Just the shopaholic. And it's starting early. And I just.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess it starts in the early years. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, because I went to Walmart last weekend on Friday, and I kept saying, okay. You're not going to buy a lot. I had a list. I tried to go by my list. But when everything is on sale at Walmart.
You can't help yourself.
No, Walmart is evil.
And never go to a store hungry.
Never go shopping.
Always make a list before
that's
you
it.
Go. And
exactly.
The list.
I always make a list.
I know.
Always make a list. Yep. I don't. Once in a while, you know, if I don't have to get that many, you know, then I say, well, it looks like maybe around 4 or 5 things, and I won't bother. But if I have to go shopping, like I go shopping like once a month, I better make a list. you know.
Do you do you take the bus or do you have like your daughter drive you? Because carrying a law home on the bus is like a pain in the butt, I think.
What? Doing what?
Like when you get a bunch of stuff and you have to take the bus home and.
I don't ride. We don't even have a bus stop here. No, we.
Oh, really?
Everybody uses cars. Yeah, we don't have any kind of bus.
And do you drive?
I mean, there are buses in other areas, but not where I live. You know.
And do you still drive or?
No, I don't know. I remember I tell you I don't know how to drive.
Oh, that's.
And it's a good thing I don't, because there'd be a lot of people, you know, as roadkill if I was on the road. So no, but my daughter and I have, you know, my friends drive, but I don't drive.
Oh, by the way, you guys are trying to save Happy Town.
Trying to save Happy Town
from getting canceled.
I want to save Happy Town. Happy Town sucks.
I know.
Happy Town sucks. I hope I was. When you told me that they were being canceled, that was the best news I had had all day. And I called my sister. I told her, I said, guess what, June? I said, we don't have to deal with it no more. I said, because I had stopped watching it that night. In fact, the same night you told me that they were going to cancel it, I had said that was it for me. And I turned it off and I went back to my baseball game. I told my sister, I said, Happy Town's being canceled. Boy, we did the happy dance. Because that show sucks. Now the show that they shouldn't have canceled, but I was campaigning to try to keep it on air, was Moonlight. I love that show.
Oh, and they
took it off. Those bastards, yeah. They took it off the air, and I thought that was so good. They had very few episodes. In fact, they still come on like the Sci-Fi Channel. And they play all the different. How many episodes was it? Wasn't that many? It was just a handful. But I always watch them when they come on Sci-Fi. But that was a good show. I thought I liked it.
You know what? So I liked, and I cannot remember how they ended it with Moonlighting.
One of my favorite all-time shows, Dave and Maddie. Oh my God, I love that show. Bruce, I love
Bruce
that
Willis
show.
Bruce Willis and Sylvester.
Yeah, now, the way they ended it, I really didn't like the way they ended it after all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst thing they could have did, you know, at the time, but I couldn't see it then, but I see it now. They finally slept together. That's when it started going down.
Yep.
You know. You know, just that angst, and you know, are they? Will they? Won't they? And then
yep.
When they did, you know, it didn't go out with a, you know, it went out with a whimper. It didn't really go out with a bang. So, but I loved that show.
Did I? And I was a big fan of Moonlight, and I also loved Hunter. I don't know why, but I loved. You know, I loved Hunter, and, you know, but when that went off, I was sad, and then a couple of years ago, they brought it back, but they brought it back so crappy without the other women detective, and it did not make sense. So my thing is, if you're going to bring in TV so back, bring back all the characters, I mean, all
bring
the
back,
actors.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, and... and there's this big rumor going around that they are going to do a Dallas movie in the Knox Landing.
You know what? What is it with these movies? They can't, other than Avatar, can anybody come up with some kind of an original idea? All these do-overs and these redos. I mean, making this over and that. Oh, jeez.
So, so we think Anna might die or will she get poisoned?
I don't know, but we'll see tomorrow when.
I hope
I think
not,
Bridget. I think that
I
think that
I didn't see that part.
You know, I've always liked that actress, and when I heard she was coming back, I was glad. And I even like Calliope coming back.
That woman is, she makes me laugh. Boy, I can't imagine them back in the day. They must have been a pair. Mm-hmm.
And you know who I was really surprised that we, like one day they were on, and Liz and Neil from back in the day. One day they were on, and the next they were gone. Nothing. You know, it's like, and if you have me, okay, on days, Lexi, Daniel, and Carly, okay, they can operate on everyone they know. That is such a conflict of interest every time. Like when Easy was hurt, Lexi was taking care of him. And I'm like, wait a moment, you're not, you know, so whenever someone comes in, they are always family related.
Yeah, well, but there's Daniel. Daniel is not. He's but he's sort of like related in a way too, right? He's called godson.
Mm-hmm. Victor.
So it's a family oriented hospital.
Well, I mean, I know that, but I keep thinking, oh my God, if they screw up, they are gonna screw up on their own family. You know, by the way, you guys both come back at the end of this week or next week.
Oh, we good?
Yep, and guess what Hope's going to do?
She's going to knock him in the head?
Okay, no, Roman is next.
Oh.
She's going to do something a woman, and then when Bo comes back, Bo might be next, too.
Yeah, well, I figured now that's who she should really go after is Bo. He's the one that broke her heart. Mm-hmm.
And when Justin said, you know, of course, Hope, you haven't been the same since Serena. Is her daughter Serena? Am I saying the name right? Serena?
Serena? Oh, talking about Hope's daughter?
Yeah.
Sierra.
Sierra.
Okay. I was thinking, no, you were okay doing the kidnapping. It was after you and Bo were having problems that you were acting funny.
I mean, Hope is almost funny, though. I mean, when she goes into that thing. And what does she do? She, like, blacks out? She doesn't recall doing any of this.
Well, she's taking, correct me if I'm wrong, brother, but she's taking the medicine that was supposed to help her sleep, but they are having the reverse effect.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Brother,
that crazy doctor.
Since you have Twitter on your phone, does it always beep like all day long?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, I was going
to
ask you
that. But I've gotten used to it. When I go to sleep, I just block it out.
Oh, you were there when I got into with ABC Substance person, and they were saying something about they slut. And I'm like, you know what, the only people that watch it, they slut are teenagers. And she goes, well, I'm older than that, and I still watch it.
Yeah, not all of her fans are teenagers. Isn't that who said that they went to Steve's thing and he was talking about Sam. Anyway, something happened, and they saw all the J Samers. You know, you assume, by the way they, you know, by some of the posts that they write, that they're all young kids, but they're not. Some older, like women my age and stuff. You know, everybody got their fans. You know?
Well, yeah, I'm just,
everybody got,
you know, I mean, when I see that couple, it's like, oh, you know, and I said this on Facebook one day, and I'm like, oh, Sam is a booty call, and that's all.
Well, I'm glad I don't watch the show anyway. I'm glad I didn't watch them today because it sounds positively nauseating. I'm glad I didn't watch that today. But
you know, okay, but you know what? It's It's almost 10:40, and they haven't kicked any one of us off yet.
Don't worry, I'll be the first to go. I know it's a matter of time, not unless they grant me some kind of reprieve or something. They'll be yanking my ass out. They always do.
You know, I slept with my window open last night because it was just really getting muggy, and there were people out in my apartment building, like on the grass, sleeping on the grass.
Cool off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I heard so many real conversations.
Oh.
Yes.
Why,
and then,
why did you turn on the fan or the air or something, Carly?
Because I don't have a fan.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah. But then I heard this vibrating sound, and I thought, it might be, but God, we are having a quick no. From the other building, it was someone playing drums at 1:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And it was making the thing vibrate.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I wasn't asleep yet because I was washing my soul, but... And then I heard someone
That's
yelling.
That's kind of crazy, though. 1:30 in the morning playing some drums.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So tomorrow, is this thing with Jason and Sam, is this supposed to continue now? Wasn't it the 17th, 18th, and 19th?
That's what they said, but I...
Yeah.
I mean... If it was just a couple of seconds today, I don't think they are going to give them, like, a 20-minute thing. I'm sorry, but, you know, they haven't had a sex scene since September.
Mm. Well, Kelly in her bra, boy, she really don't care about taking off her clothes. Boy, she's a trip. Ooh, baby. Mm.
Well, yeah, and it's just, you know, one of those, you know, he really doesn't care, and it's just very interesting to us, you know, thinking, oh, my God, he doesn't care, and, yeah.
Oh, well. But you say that the necklace he gave her had a compass on it, and that don't even sound something like Jason would say. It sounds so weird when you said it.
Yeah.
Compass, so what, she can always find her way back to him, or he can find
Yeah.
But that is the redo of the present from 2005.
Well... Redos, undos, it's all stupid to me because they're going to undo this show if they don't get their shit together. There will be no need for speculation because there will be no show to speculate on.
No. But I will Twitter tomorrow when I find out what the announcement is.
Oh. Did this happen last year or early when they was just supposed to be? Yeah, I think it was last year. Somebody else was coming out with some big announcement, and then nothing happened, and that was all bullshit, you know. So I don't know what that's all about. But like I said, maybe the big announcement is we're being canceled. See you
out
here. You know, who knows?
No, I think they are cleaning the house because Nancy Lee Grauman not coming back.
Mm.
Well, she says she is.
Up?
But
what?
She said on her Twitter that that's not true. She's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You see, a lot of this crap you read on Twitter and all this other stuff, you know, lies, just all lies.
But Greg Vaughn said the same thing, and look, he's out the door. So
yeah, you know you're absolutely right.
Either way,
right. She
might be trying to cover her ass until she's gone.
Yeah, because, you know when Greg did that, I just feel like, wait a moment, something in that right then 2 months ago, he's like, yeah, I got fired. And like...
But it was really bad how they did Greg Vaughn. I mean, that was not very nice, boy.
Well, and look how she said to Sam, if something happens to me, you get the girls. So,
I know.
So why would she say
that?
That's
what she said? Really?
Yeah.
And you know what? Well, I thought Nicholas was going to have the goods. Remember?
Hell, he can't even take care of his own damn son, let alone anybody else.
Well, I know.
Yeah, where's his son? Do you ever see his son?
No, with him. Only time you really see him is if he's playing with Jake and Cameron.
Oh, okay.
Well, he played with Emma that one day.
Okay, well, okay, yeah, that is true, but, you know, it just, you know, I mean, I would, you know what, I would not have minded dear Greg and Lucky's role. I mean, they only came back to get an Emmy now. That's how I'm feeling.
Oh, well. No, I really wouldn't know last.
I don't think JJ's
going to
be long term. I don't think he's going to be here that long.
No.
Nope. And I didn't think Nicholas is either.
Oh, Tyler? Yeah, I don't
think
he's going to be here much longer either.
I think people are just waiting to leave this show. And I know Steve was, he had auditioned for something and he said that it went well, but I guess it didn't go well enough. I mean, he's, I don't know. Who knows?
But he always resigned.
Maybe that's the big announcement. Steve is leaving. For prime time. He finally got a prime time gig. You know, I really wouldn't mind that because he's such a good actor. He's such a good actor, and his talents are being wasted on this show. I'm sorry.
Well, true, but I think. I mean, he re-signed early, so there must be a reason.
Well, what, you think they promised him finally to get liaison? Nah.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah,
yeah,
but look, Maurice wanted Kate, and look what they did to him and Kate.
Mm-hmm, see, yeah, that's right.
They promised him Kate, too, and they shot them all to hell, too.
The only one that they promised anything and they did deliver was Kelly.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, I just think, you know, we just have to hang tight until the end of summer when Becky gets back and everything. Yeah, I mean, the reason why I won the summer here, well, number one, Terry's coming, but number two, after the summer, we get all our fall TV shows back, and they left all good TV cliffhangers this year, I can say. They left a lot of answers that people want questions for.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you guys going to fall asleep when you get off here?
No,
yeah. Well, I'm not gonna fall. I have a doctor. I gotta go to a foot doctor tomorrow. But I'll put on my. Usually, I have on my pajamas. You know, all I like to do is get in bed. But I didn't do that tonight. So now I gotta take off my clothes and put on my pajamas. And I'll turn on Sports Center. And I'll look at the day in sports, my basketball, see what happened there, and then I'll probably fall asleep.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping I get asleep. The last night was just weird, so. But, you know what, I'm not going to complain about the weather because it's better to be under a foot of snow. Yeah, it's better to be feeling hot than cold.
Anyway, girls, I think I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to go to bed, too. It's going to be an early morning.
Well, yeah, and Brenda needs to 8 hours of sleep.
I need my beauty rest.
Hey, Brenda, when are you done? Are you done this week or next week?
Next Friday's our last day of school.
Oh, wow.
And then summer school starts, but summer school isn't as bad as regular school. So.
My grandson gets out during the first week in June. He gets out.
My nieces and nephew gets out the week of the 16th, the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I think we are always one of the late people that get out late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We start the last week of August, and we get out right before the end of the May, so.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Labor, I mean, you guys have that one day off for Labor Day, then you
yeah.
guys...
Oh, yeah, we
again.
Get
yeah.
Labor Day weekend, but yeah. So.
Yeah, we always run back like 4 days after Labor Day.
So.
All
well,
right, well, you
okay,
guys...
Girl.
I
okay.
am leaving. You girls...
Thank you.
Have a good Tuesday, and I'll see you Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Night. Bye.
Night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.